Thank you for joining us on LifeWords Day by Day. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we're going to start considering verses 8 through 16, where Paul will begin to address other questions and scenarios regarding singleness, marriage, and divorce. So throughout these next few verses, Paul is going to address three different groups of people: those who are unmarried, those who are married to believers, and those who are married to unbelievers. And in every one of those situations, Paul is going to say, remain as you are. And in every one of those situations, he's also going to give an exception clause. But here's what I want us to remember throughout the entirety of this text. Paul's main concern is not to necessarily draw black and white lines for us regarding marriage and divorce and remarriage. His main concern is helping us understand how to live a devoted, undistracted life for God's glory. You can live a devoted, undistracted life for God's glory, whether married or unmarried. That's the bar. That's the standard. That's the expectation. If marriage is going to be a distraction, then you don't need marriage at this time. If being single is a distraction, a hindrance, then you need to look to get married so that you can live an undistracted, devoted life to Christ. This is the main thing in this text. When you pray today, please remember Oscar Guyton and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the Vietnamese LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Vietnam. Thank you.